Do you know what I'm doing? Can you tell me where I'm bound? Written by Red Brunja, read by Raven. Summary: Howard assured her that the experiment was completely safe, and he was working with stable elements, which meant that Peggy was not at all surprised when it exploded. Howard assured her that the experiment was completely safe and that he was working with stable elements, which meant that Peggy was not at all surprised when it exploded. Stark, you desperately need to consult a dictionary and refresh your understanding of the actual meaning of the words perfectly safe, Peggy commented dryly, pushing herself to her hands and knees from her prone position on the floor. She smelled scorched ozone and her head rang. Hey, I did not explode that much, a slightly unfamiliar voice protested and then trailed off. She looked up to see herself surrounded by complex machines, glass walls, a dark-haired man with a goatee, and Steve, staring at her with identical gobsmacked expressions. You're Peggy Carter, the dark-haired man asked. Peggy blinked her eyes, wondering if she had a concussion. No double vision, and Steve didn't disappear. She held out a hand, and Steve automatically helped her up. Of course I am, she said.
Your Steve? Dad.
They spoke over each other. He hadn't let go of her hand, hadn't looked away from her face. She wasn't doing much better. Where's Howard? She asked. Definitely 6 feet under, the dark-haired man said and swerved toward the drinks cart in the corner of the lab. I broke the laws of physics. A lover's reunion, this calls for champagne, but I think I'm going to go with scotch. Make mine neat, she said, and a double. The end. Thank you for listening.